News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Feel like we got it all sorted out in 1 hour, so we'll go now. Goodbye. we're going to stick around. 7:06 on FM Talk 106.5. We'll look at three big things here right around the corner and then get into Trump in Erie, Pennsylvania. That's happened last night. We've got some clips from that, what the president had to say. And right now, I want to make sure you get where you're going safely and on time. Got Kane and traffic right now.
From the AllianceRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, working accidents now at DIP and Cedar Crescent Drive. That's going to be involving a school bus. Also, Summerby and Greenlot, another accident. State troopers on the scene there at Moffitt and Schillinger. That's one without injuries as traffic building across the Bayway. If you have roofing damage from the storm, call on Alliance Roofing in Mobile and Baldwin County at 580-ROOF. Licensed, bonded, and insured, they're local. They have teams in the area that can get to you quick as well. See them at AllianceRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The Greater Gulf State Fair is here. Enjoy all your favorite fair foods and rides October 30th through November 15th. Open Wednesdays through Sundays. Safety precautions are ongoing with continuous sanitation so we can all enjoy one of Mobile's oldest traditions. Bring your friends. Bring the family. Enjoy the largest midway on the Gulf Coast. Don't wait till the gate. Purchase tickets now at GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com. FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be warm, with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Let's check out your three big things right now. Mobile County setting new record for absentee ballot returns in 2020. That is a fact. We talked about that already here this morning. Trump might make a campaign pit stop in Pensacola, Florida. Be exciting. That'd be Friday, right, after the debate. And last but not least, as the debate countdown is nearing, we got to, it's going to be tomorrow night. Trump holds a rally. Biden does prep work back in Delaware. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was doing what Donald Trump does. He was in Erie, Pennsylvania yesterday. Looked like a raucous crowd. Mm-hmm. They were into it. He was into it. And last night he promised them what they would get the next 4 years if they reelected President Trump.
We're rounding the turn on the pandemic. 56%, and it's a record. Epic job growth, safe vaccines that quickly end the pandemic. It's ending. Normal life, that's all we want. You know what we want? Normal life. Normal life will finally resume, and next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country. This is an election between the Trump super recovery, which is happening right now, and a Biden depression. If he gets elected, you will have a depression, the likes of which you've never seen.
He could say just about anything. He really could. Those crowds are so jacked up when he hops on the stage. They're so ready for him. Mm-hmm. He could speak in another language, and they would just... they'd eat it up.
Yeah, and you know, one topic that the president hit on consistently yesterday during, he was in two different places in Pennsylvania yesterday. He was in Harrisburg and then Erie, Pennsylvania for that rally last night. But, you know, fracking has made Americans a lot of money over the last few years. And Pennsylvania, yep, one of the states where they make a lot of that money in fracking. And the president hit that a lot during yesterday's rally. He said, the Democrat Party hates fracking. They hate coal. Good, beautiful, clean coal. They hate American energy, and Joe Biden will shut it all down. They actually played some clips during this rally last night that show Biden and his vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, announcing their their stances on fracking prior to the general election, mm-hmm. back when the Democrats were running against each other. And in this mashup of clips, it showed Biden saying, "I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuels. No new fracking. I'd gradually move away from fracking." So in a battleground state like Pennsylvania, that's certainly one of the cards that the Republicans feel that they have in their back pocket.
Yeah, he was using it big time. And here's more on Biden if he were to be elected per Trump.
If he gets elected, you will have a depression, the likes of which you've never seen. You know, he's going to double, triple, and now quadruple your taxes. I don't think so. I think I know the people of Erie pretty well. They don't like that. It's a choice between our plan to kill the virus or Biden's plan to kill the American dream, and that's what he'd be doing. Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, shut down our country. And by the way, Pennsylvania's been shut down long enough. Get your governor to open up Pennsylvania.
Here you go. Last night in Erie, Pennsylvania, he's not taking a day off.
No, and as Biden put the lid on his campaign leading into Thursday night's debate in Nashville, Tennessee, you're right, the president continues to campaign across the country and hit these battleground states. So Pennsylvania yesterday, today the president plans on being in North Carolina, and then he's going to be on TV tonight, but he has a campaign rally at the airport in Gastonia, North Carolina. Have you ever flown into Gastonia?
I've driven through Gastonia.
Okay.
Interstate 85.
I'm unfamiliar with the area. Yeah. I've never heard of Gastonia, but that's where the president will be tonight, starting at 6 o'clock our time. They said right around 15,000 people could attend that event. And then they're going to have a town hall on tonight from the Sinclair Broadcasting Group. It'll be moderated by America This Week's host, Eric Bolling, former Fox News or maybe current Fox News host, and that starts at 7 o'clock tonight.
But I think he was with Fox News and now he's with Sinclair.
Okay, and you know, North Carolina, we're talking about these battleground states. Mm-hmm. That one's about as close as it can get right now. Now, the Republican nominee has won in North Carolina 9 of the last 10 presidential elections, but in polling right now, they've got each polling at 48.9%.
So wow.
Exactly tied. And it's not really a strange breakdown, kind of what you would expect. They said in the rural areas of North Carolina, Trump leads Biden 63% to 36%. In the suburbs, Biden leads Trump by about 5 points. And then in the urban areas of North Carolina, Biden leads pretty much the exact same that Trump leads in the rural areas, 64% to 34%. So a very important state for the Republicans there in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's one state, but just like any other state, there's a lot to the state of North Carolina. There's the cities like Raleigh and Charlotte, of course, mm-hmm. and there's the educational triangle there where you've got a lot of elites.
Tobacco Road.
You got Tobacco Road. You've got Appalachia in the mountains. So North Carolina, very diverse state. President Trump also on Tuesday called on Attorney General William Barr to immediately launch an investigation of Democrat Joe Biden and his son Hunter, effectively demanding that the Justice Department muddy his political opponent and abandon his historic resistance to getting involved in elections. So if Trump took any time off at all, it was to get Barr Barr's attention and say, go get Biden and Hunter Biden.
Yeah, and that request from the president came after 11 Republicans in the House made a similar request. They wrote a letter to the DOJ asking the DOJ to appoint an independent special counsel to look into the allegations that, quote, Hunter Biden may have helped to orchestrate a payout to his father, former Vice President Joe Biden. Now, they've asked the Biden campaign about this, and they've dismissed the story, but they have not outright denied that story that came from the New York Post last week. They said, Adam Schiff, who of course is backing Joe Biden in this, mm-hmm. he said, "We know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son." So the Democrats saying that this is all cooked up by Russia and there's actually nothing to look into with the Hunter Biden story.
That's not that was not the opinion of Quinn Hillier yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour. He could have spoken to us about Hunter Biden for 5 hours,
yeah,
maybe?
I think so.
I mean, we limited him to 8:08 to 8:30, but he was on a roll yesterday.
Yeah, a great, great interview with Quinn Hillier yesterday, and you can listen to that on our podcast page, fmtalk1065.com. But I was out all last week, tried not to pay much attention to the news, so I came into this Hunter Biden story a little bit late. Great explainer from Quinn Hillier on what we're looking at, and I'm sure that's a story we'll be talking about over more than the next 2 weeks. I think even after the election, this Hunter Biden story will be huge still.
16 after 7 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. You know, I was watching Auburn try to come back the other day against South Carolina, and it almost, Bo Nix almost looked like a kid in the playground, 1-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of giving everything he had to try and somehow get a victory, but at the same time, he didn't seem to be on the same page with everybody. So
yeah.
There's one thing about effort and guile and guts and all that. At the same time, their execution just seems to be a little bit off.
Yeah, tough loss for the Tigers. Drops them to 2-2 in a season where they had playoff aspirations.
They did.
Now they prepare for a dangerous Ole Miss team coming up this weekend.
Okay, that's on the way with the Tiger Talk today.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The first woman in Mobile County to be sentenced to death is expected to go before a judge today for a status hearing. An Alabama appeals court recently overturned Heather Keaton's death sentence, saying Keaton was not allowed to speak on her own behalf during her sentencing hearing in 2015. Keaton and her common-law husband, John DeBlaze, were convicted of murdering DeBlaze's two children. After her hearing, Keaton will be sentenced to either death or life in prison. A man is dead after falling from a TV tower in Baldwin County. Two more people had to be rescued after an equipment failure left him hanging nearly 2,000 feet above the ground. Five members of a specially trained rescue team from Escambia County, Florida, used a lift basket to get up to the tower. Once they were about 1,500 feet up, they were able to recover the man's body and bring him to the ground. Investigators are looking into what caused a fire at a peanut plant in Escambia County, Alabama. The blaze started at Tri-County Peanut sometime Tuesday night. The police chief says several fire agencies were called in to help. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Inviting someone in your home to care for a loved one is a difficult decision. I'm Daphne with Southern Cross Home Care. At Southern Cross, we offer companionship to total care for all ages. Our family of caregivers are selected for their experience and compassion. We provide ongoing training to meet the safety and needs of all of our clients. Contact us at southerncrosshomecare.com or follow us on Facebook and let our family care for your family.
FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwigan, Auburn Sports Today.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
All right, it's all football today. It's one SEC game after another this season. Gus Malzahn and company hope to bounce back from a road loss last week by going to Ole Miss this week to battle the Rebels.
Being able to adjust and handle adversity, teams that can do that are going to have an advantage. We've been talking about that for a while. And the teams that can improve. And like I said, the tough thing is we got a loss, and that's really all that really matters. You know, we lost a game we could have won. But if you take that and you just look at the film, you see improvement on both sides of football. And so that tells you if we just clean up our stuff, and, you know, we got a chance to do that. And you're right, it's going to be a grind each week. Next week's the same way, and you just got to take it week by week. You got to turn the page and put the last week behind you. And, you know, that's our challenge this week, because obviously this one coming up is a big game. Our guys understand that. You know, you're talking about a pretty talented team. You know, they put Alabama all the way down to the end. They played them extremely well, and coming off a tough loss, you know, on the road, you know, just like we are. So, you know, we expect to get their best, and we're going to play good football. But it's all about improving each week, and that's really our message.
Auburn has won four straight against Ole Miss, three in a row in Oxford. Kickoff Saturday is set for 11 a.m. with radio coverage at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. It is the only time this season in which Auburn will play back-to-back road games. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Brought to you by Bryant Bank.
Family is at the heart of what matters most, and Alabama is that family. Life will come at you fast, but we'll help you invest in your full potential. From saving for your firstborn child to the purchase of your retirement home, we promise to be by your side. We're a family of community bankers that care about you. We're Bryant Bank, and we want you to be financially stable and live in a thriving community. Visit bryantbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Election Day is approaching. Our election officials have worked hard to make voting at the polls safe. If you don't want to vote in person, there's a safe and secure option available, the absentee ballot. It's easy to request an application. All Mobile public libraries provide free photo ID copy and notary service for Mobile County citizens. If you don't feel safe voting in person, please vote by absentee ballot. And remember, every vote counts.
From the SpringhillToyota.com traffic center, still there at DIP and Cedar Crescent Drive. It's an accident without injuries, but it is involving a school bus, so it is blocking traffic. Summerby and Greelot still have got an accident there at Moffitt and Schillinger. It's traffic building across the Bayway, still a good ride up towards Saraland. The Royal Street Tavern is open and anxiously waiting to serve you. You get to taste rare bourbon, 16 beers on tap, and some of the best handcrafted cocktails in Mobile. The Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Open Tuesdays to Saturday from 4:30 to 11. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. On your Wednesday morning. Good morning, y'all.
Yeah, big news yesterday. The U.S. Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google. Of course, that's owned by Alphabet, Inc. And the Justice Department claiming the $1 trillion company uses its market power to fend off rivals and said nothing was off the table, including a breakup of the internet search and advertising company. Ooh. In a statement, Attorney General William Barr said, "Today, millions of Americans rely on the internet and online platforms for their daily lives. Competition in this industry is vitally important, which is why today's challenge against Google, the gatekeeper of the internet, for violating antitrust laws is a monumental case both for the Department of Justice and for the American people."
So a guy named Brent Kendall is with the Wall Street Journal. He's the legal affairs correspondent, and he's got a story about it today in today's Wall Street Journal. He kind of breaks it down for us.
The allegation here is in a sense, that Google is engaged in a variety of anti-competitive tactics that preserve its monopoly. I mean, the government says, look, there's nothing wrong with having a monopoly. Google clearly was a successful, innovative company, and it created, you know, this search product that most everybody uses to find information they want on the web. And the government says, well, that's fine. You know, Google at some point crossed the line, and now through a whole variety of arrangements, revenue sharing deals where they pay companies like Apple to have you know, Google be the preset default on the Safari browser on iPhone, that Google has basically paid business partners to make Google the default pretty much across the board. And so that's created a circumstance where there's just not enough room for anybody else who wanted to compete with Google. There's just not enough room for them to get users and build a base to create a, you know, a successful competing product.
So to me, it's not a problem to me. If somebody's got a problem with it, obviously. I don't think any consumer necessarily is freaked out that Google owns the market. We Google stuff. That's what we do. We choose to go to Google, and off we go. So I'm not sure what Google is doing behind the curtain to enhance their position, but evidently there might be, like you said, somewhere Google crossed the line.
Right, and yeah, I don't think consumers are surprised that Google is the most popular company, but certainly people that are trying to make a living on the internet are worried about where they show up in these searches on Google. I mean, that could make or break a business, and it could also make or break certain stories that could be buried in the national scene and on the local scene. Now, Google has since responded to this antitrust lawsuit, and they said the lawsuit was, quote, deeply flawed, and that users would find it more difficult to access superior search tools and affordable smartphones if the government wins its case. The Google senior vice president, Kent Walker, blogged. Fittingly, the Google guy was blogging yesterday.
Nice.
For his answer. He said, yeah. American antitrust law is designed to promote innovation and help consumers, not tilt the playing field in favor of particular competitors or make it harder for people to get the services they want. Now, this lawsuit, and it's brought by the Justice Department and 11 states, they say Google used its market power to fend off rivals, including through distribution agreements that gave its search engine prominent placement on phones and internet browsers. Google, meanwhile, says that those agreements, in which it shares revenue from search ads with distributors such as Apple, those actually help subsidize phones. So Google, on their part, saying this is unfair in this capitalist system, and that if the government does win, that the Americans will ultimately lose out by having to pay more for phones and not have as good of a search engine to use.
So the money goes back to the development of the phones, and the price of the phones is lower because of that. That's part of Google's what Google's got to say, their response as well, that it's free market. Mm-hmm. We're just better than everybody else.
That's part exactly of what, they're saying what Google too. Is saying. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to find something on Bing?
I have.
And how'd it go?
Not nearly as well as when you use Google.
Yeah, I mean, Google's become its own verb. You know, mm-hmm. Just Google it.
And Ask Jeeves. Anyone use that still?
Wow. Oh, you're taking me back to MySpace there. Ask Jeeves. FM Talk 106.5, 728 with Dan and Dalton, and Mobile Mornings with news and weather with Dr. Bill on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The first woman in Mobile County to be sentenced to death is expected to go before a judge today for a status hearing. An Alabama appeals court recently overturned Heather Keaton's death sentence, saying Keaton was not allowed to speak on her own behalf during her sentencing hearing in 2015. Keaton and her common law husband, John DeBlaze, were convicted of murdering DeBlaze's two children. After her hearing, Keaton will be sentenced to either death or life in prison. A man is dead after falling from a TV tower in Baldwin County. Two more people had to be rescued after an equipment failure left them hanging nearly 2,000 feet above the ground. Five members of a specially trained rescue team from Escambia County, Florida, used a lift basket to get up to the tower. Once they were about 1,500 feet up, they were able to recover the man's body and bring him to the ground. Investigators are looking into what caused a fire at a peanut plant in Escambia County, Alabama. The blaze started at Tri-County Peanut sometime Tuesday night. The police chief says several fire agencies were called in to help. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin didn't reach an agreement on Tuesday regarding a new stimulus plan, but both have moved closer to an agreement. That's according to a spokesman for Pelosi. As far as that progress that is being made, the Treasury Secretary says,
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
Pelosi telling Bloomberg News that a deal has to be written by the end of the week to pass before the election. The Los Angeles Dodgers take game one of the World Series 8-3 over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays will try to even the series tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Shares of Snap up 24% in pre-market trading after the company crushed expectations for revenue and user growth while posting a surprise adjusted profit. The social media company had 249 million daily active users in the third quarter, up 11 million from the second. Amazon's making it faster for Prime members to place Whole Foods orders online and pick them up at the store. Amazon's launching free one-hour grocery pickup for Prime members at all Whole Foods stores. To qualify for one-hour pickup, grocery orders must total $35 or more. There are currently 487 Whole Foods stores in the U.S. It's huge, powerful, and expensive. GM has unveiled the 2022 GMC Hummer, which is not like its gas-guzzling predecessors, but electric. The vehicle can go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and has off-road capability. It will have fast charging and a driver assist system that allows hand-free driving on highways. It will be available next fall, $112,600. That's Your Money Now.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When it comes to mobility, Michigan is making what the rest of the world hasn't even thought of yet. Our state is home to two world-class autonomous vehicle testing sites, and we're first in the U.S. for mobility-related patents. With over 500 miles of roadway equipped for connected vehicle testing, it's no wonder that everyone is moving to where it all started. So if you're ready to move into the future with your mobility business, see how we can help at planetm.com/pure-opportunity.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Here he comes, Dr. Bill, at 7:35 on your Wednesday. Things look nice today, Doc.
Yeah, another beautiful day. We got up to 85 yesterday. Looks like we'll do it again today. And should have plenty of sunshine and just a kind of a light northeast wind around 5, maybe up to 10 miles an hour at times. And that'll be mostly clear tonight. We'll cool to the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, it's back up to 85 degrees again. Now, tomorrow, there is a slight chance we could see a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. But otherwise, we should have mostly sunny skies. Now, looking ahead to Friday and the weekend. Friday, good chance for showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two. And most of that activity will be during the afternoon and early evening hours. And the reason for the increase in the rainfall for Friday is that a cold front will be moving in. And I expect the front to actually get in early on Saturday. And it will bring us some dry air for Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, mostly sunny and a slight chance of a shower in the morning. High in the low 80s, and Sunday I expect sunny skies and a high of about 85 degrees, but the humidity will be on the low side.
Dr. Bill, although it's better than the mid-90s temperatures that we've been seeing for months now, we're still near record highs right now with this heat, right?
Yeah, the highs now for all-time records each day are in the mainly in the upper 80s, so yesterday we were only about 3 or 4 degrees from a record. And the normal high this time of the year now is 78 degrees. Mm. And, that just keeps dropping down. The normal low at night is 56. So even though 68 is fairly comfortable for tonight, that's way above normal.
So this rain you're seeing from this cold front that's moving through, the rain we're expecting Friday, are you sensing that we'll get heavy downpours or light showers, or what are you seeing from this system?
I think we'll probably pick up about a half an inch of rain, so we could see a heavy shower at times, but I don't expect any real large amounts at this point. But we've only had 0.99, just a little less than an inch of rain so far for the month of October, which normally is the driest month of the year.
Dr. Bill, keeping an eye on the tropics, what's out there and what do we need to be aware of?
All right, now we're looking good, unless you're out in the middle of the Atlantic, and we do have a hurricane. Hurricane Epsilon, with winds now of 85 miles an hour, but it's way out more than 1,000 miles east of Florida, and it's turning now to the west-northwest, then to the north, and then the northeast, recurve and go out into the open waters of the North Atlantic. But it will stay a hurricane for the next few days, and the only problem would be in the North Atlantic shipping lanes, because there's no threat to the east coast of the U.S.
I know you were keeping your eyes on a system in the Western Caribbean over the last few days. What's that looking like now?
Now, it's looking good right now. Conditions are not favorable for the development of a tropical system, and so we're looking right now at quiet conditions across the Gulf, the Caribbean, and also in the tropical Atlantic, because the storm that we're talking about now is up in the central Atlantic. And right now it's fairly quiet all across the tropics.
Dr. Bill, I believe at this point you are dismissed.
That's
excellent rundown of what's going on, and we look forward to a beautiful weekend.
Okay, Dan.
Dr. Bill Williams, he's the a station meteorologist here at FM Talk 106.5. We're it. If you're looking for a meteorologist on a radio station in Mobile or Baldwin County, well,
yeah, he's your guy, and you can hear him twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Very important as we near the end of hurricane season, because you never know. We've seen storms in late October and November, early November before, and that could certainly happen in this hurricane-heavy year. You know, there have been 26 named storms in the Atlantic so far this 2020 season. 28 named storms is the record. That was set back in 2005. But this latest one, Epsilon, it's the earliest they've ever had a Epsilon-named storm. So we're certainly on track to possibly tie or even break that record of 28 named storms from 2005.
We can have storms just as long as they don't affect us or come up this way into the Gulf. You know, you name all the hurricanes you want out in the middle of the Atlantic, I'm good with that. But what we don't want is anything more around here.
Amen.
Still trying to clean up. We're going to talk to Hoss Mack about that, too, in Baldwin County. Mm-hmm. We've got a number of issues we want to talk to him about, including cleanup.
Yeah, he's coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk with him. And then later in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Jeff Poor before he begins the Jeff Poor Show at 9 o'clock this morning. I encourage you to check out our website, fmtalk1065.com, for the latest poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. If the city of Mobile brings back the Bayfest Music Festival, festival, would you attend? Right now, 55% of the voters saying no, they would not attend Bayfest, 45% saying yes. We've got the same poll question on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Lots of conversation about whether or not one would go to Bayfest if it was brought back. So join the conversation.
And should the government, should city government be involved in Bayfest in any way? Mm-hmm. Or should it just be a private enterprise? Somebody's trying to make some money. You book the acts, you charge the tickets, and you rake in some money. I mean, does the city need to be involved in? My vote is no.
Yeah.
If we can pull it off, let's pull it off. If somebody privately wants to do that, that's fine. This is Dan Brennan, of course, and every day, just like you're doing right now, you're listening to the news. But how is that news affecting your financial world? Things like your retirement and your kids' college fund? Well, you need someone who can help you work towards your goals. Someone to help you move forward in these times of change. Five Rivers Group. That's the name. Five Rivers Group and Morgan Stanley here in Mobile. They've got the resources to help you keep moving forward. Now, to make an appointment with Five Rivers Group, it's easy. Just call Michael Barnett, financial advisor, 251-470-1092. That's 251-470-1092. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
The United States was built on the foundations of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Millions of people have defended these pillars of our democracy.
Please remember the sacrifice made by these Americans and make time to register to vote and obtain a government photo ID so you too can vote on November 3rd.
Voting is a sacred right. Sacrifices made by those who so bravely serve our country should never be forgotten.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I also run a small business in Mobile. I'm here to help protect your small business. Stop in and talk with me, Allison Horner, State Farm Agent.
From the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working in action now at Dolphin Street and Springdale Boulevard, a hit and run. Summerbee Drive and Greenlot still working a wreck there. Moffitt and Schillinger Road and Citronelle Police Department are working a head-on collision involving an 18-wheeler. Helicopter has been called out. It's just coming off of 5th Street. Springdale Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. Secure the vehicle, financing an option, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at SpringdaleToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig at 743. Night, like a little money. Wouldn't you like a little $1,200 sent to you by the government right now to kind of make up for all the mess we've been going through here? You probably got bills that need to be paid that aren't paid. You probably have other expenses that, you know, there's no telling. There's no telling, especially in the hospitality industry, the cutbacks, the closings, period. So we're hurting, and maybe we can get some stimulus money, but maybe we can't.
Yeah, the negotiations for a new coronavirus stimulus deal between the Republicans and Democrats have been dead, then revived, then those negotiations died again, then revived. And now Nancy Pelosi, who initially set a 48-hour deadline on Sunday for getting that deal passed and through.
I call BS on that.
Yeah, and you were correct on that because it looks like that was a soft deadline, if anything. Her deputy chief of staff, Drew Hamill, said yesterday the Speaker and Secretary Mnuchin spoke at 3 o'clock for approximately 45 minutes and added that both sides are serious about finding a compromise. At the same time, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said, "We certainly hope to see progress. The American people deserve it." So both sides saying the American people deserve the money, but the Republicans not willing to go up and spend any more money than the $500 billion bill that they've already put out there, and the Democrats not willing to drop under the $1.8 trillion bill that they're wanting to put out there. And, you know, even with all the good talk on both sides, there's reports out there that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican senator from Kentucky, has reportedly shut down all hope of passing a COVID-19 stimulus bill in the next 2 weeks. They say here, discussions on the next relief bill have gone on for months with no actual results since the last package. And the boosted unemployment insurance that came with that package expired after July. But after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continued their discussions yesterday, some people saying McConnell has called the whole thing off. So Mnuchin and Pelosi, they talked yesterday, and they said they both got their terms on the table. And McConnell said if the president, presidentially supported bill, cleared the House, that they would bring it to the floor. But behind closed doors in a lunch with Senate Republicans, McConnell reportedly said he told the White House not to accept anything until after the election. They say McConnell wants to ensure the Republicans up for re-election can avoid the, quote, difficult choice of defying the president by voting against the bill or, quote, alienating their fiscally conservative base by approving the bill. So he's not just worried about the presidential stakes, but also the stakes in some races across the country.
So the one way that you can straighten things out is go to the ballot box and vote for who you want to vote for. And if you like the direction the country's in, you're fine. If not, go ahead and let it be known. Mobilians flooded the downtown courthouse Saturday to cast an absentee ballot for our 2020 elections. If you were wondering, Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill, he gave it his blessings earlier this week on the Jeff Poor Show.
You know, it's interesting. About a month ago or so, maybe a little bit beyond that, I had a call from State Representative A.J. McCampbell, and he asked me if there was anything wrong with having the courthouse is open on Saturday for absentee voting. And I said, absolutely not. I said, what you have to do is you have to make sure that you have the participation, the absentee election manager, and then you have to make sure that you've gotten approval from the county commission to make sure the courthouse is open. And if you do, then at that point, then everything's fine.
Okay. Everything's fine, according to the Secretary of State. 747 at FM Talk 106.5. Sports coming up.
Yeah, former Alabama star Tua Tagovailoa got the call from Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores. He's a starter now in the National Football League, and Saints fans can soon head back to the Superdome. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The first woman in Mobile County to be sentenced to death is expected to go before a judge today for a status hearing. An Alabama appeals court recently overturned Heather Keaton's death sentence, saying Keaton was not allowed to speak on her own behalf during her sentencing hearing in 2015. Keaton and her common law husband, John DeBlaze, were convicted of murdering DeBlaze's two children. After her hearing, Keaton will be sentenced to either death or life in prison. A man is dead after falling from a TV tower in Baldwin County. Two more people had to be rescued after an equipment failure left him hanging nearly 2,000 feet above the ground. Five members of a specially trained rescue team from Escambia County, Florida, used a lift basket to get up to the tower. Once they were about 1,500 feet up, they were able to recover the man's body and bring him to the ground. Investigators are looking into what caused a fire at a peanut plant in Escambia County, Alabama. The blaze started at Tri-County Peanut sometime Tuesday night. The police chief says several fire agencies were called in to help. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Nick Matranga. It has been my honor serving you as your Mobile County License Commissioner. Thank you for your patience and understanding during this COVID pandemic. We have been working hard to balance your safety and our county employees' safety by providing many options and procedures for our services. Go to the Mobile County License Commission website and see our tutorial videos. I'm asking you, the citizens of Mobile County, to re-elect me, Nick Matranga, as your License Commissioner on Tuesday, November 3rd. Visit our website at www.votematranga.com.
Paid for by Vote Matranga campaign.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job, I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation registration as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Felder Shredding. They'll come to you in their mobile shredding truck and dispose of your sensitive documents in a secure and efficient manner. The Miami Dolphins have officially named rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa their starter. ESPN's Adam Schefter was the first to report on Tuesday that the former Alabama star will play his first game as the starter 1 week from this coming Sunday against the LA Rams. The Dolphins are currently on a bye week, and that gives Tagovailoa 2 weeks to prepare for the transition. As Schefter noted, Tagovailoa's first NFL start will come only 351 days after he suffered a dislocated right hip and posterior wall fracture. I know I certainly didn't expect to see him back within a year once that injury happened.
No, he's something special. But how about this? How about the Dolphins tank so they can get Mac Jones, at the top of next year's draft? Because I guess I know Trevor Lawrence. I'm kind of being silly here.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is without a doubt the number one pick. But Mac,
he's Mac looking
Jones,
good.
He looks really good.
An interesting move from the Dolphins, because they're doing relatively well right now in the AFC East. Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing pretty well as their starting quarterback.
Well, I heard one guy say, you know, Fitzpatrick, he's playing well. That means he's about to not play well. So go ahead and pull the plug before he starts stinking it up.
While he's hot.
Yeah,
very
while he's
smart.
Hot.
Well, Tagovailoa did see his first NFL action this last Sunday in a blowout win over the New York Jets. He went 2-for-2 for 9 yards while playing 5 snaps. He'll be the 22nd quarterback to start for the Dolphins since Dan Marino retired back in 2000. And for the first time this season, New Orleans Saints fans will be allowed in the Superdome this Sunday. The Saints announced yesterday that New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell agreed to allow 3,000 to attend Sunday's noon game against Carolina, with 3,000 people allowed in a 73,000-seat stadium. That works out to right around 4% of the capacity.
The noise is going to be deafening.
Yeah. In comparison, the Saints division rival Tampa Bay is allowing in 25% capacity. Now, fans will be required to wear masks in the Superdome. And according to these guidelines that were set by the mayor, the number of fans could grow to 6,000 for the Saints' 2 home games in November. And for the 2 home games in December, a limit of 15,000 fans could possibly be allowed. They had been considering playing some home games in Tiger Stadium over in Baton Rouge if more fans were not allowed into the Superdome for games, but that now appears to be off the table.
Okay,
752 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Felder Shredding.
Hey, it's Sean for Felder Shredding, the people we choose to take care of our sensitive document disposal. Now, the radio station had years worth of documents we needed destroyed, and Bruce Gerardo with Felder did our secure document disposal on site. In these times, it's great peace of mind to count on a local company with NAID certification that guarantees the secure destruction of your sensitive documents. Plus, there's no long-term contract to sign, so get Felder Shredding to bring their mobile shredding truck to your business and shred on site. Do what we do and get Felder Shredding today.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be warm, with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, the game has changed, but here's one thing that hasn't. To win at the highest level, you have to be able to recruit. There's just no getting around it. C Spire Business knows that. They give you an influx of top talent to help your business win, from IT and cloud support to 24/7 assistance, because the greatest game plan in the world won't work if you don't have the team you need to run it. C Spire Business, what it takes to win. Go to cspirebusiness.com.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working in action now at Dolphin Street and Springdale Boulevard, a hit and run. Summerbee Drive and Greelot still working a wreck there. Moffitt and Schillinger Road and Citronelle Police Department are working a head-on collision involving an 18-wheeler helicopter has been called out. It's just coming off of 5th Street. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. Secure the vehicle, financing an option, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, here it is. Dalton, it's the dumbest Halloween crime of the year so far. Halloween crime.
I love it.
It's nothing worse than Halloween crime. There's a 26-year-old guy named Nathan Garisto. He's in Largo, Florida. Look at this picture of Nathan right here that they've got in our prep. There's Nathan.
Oh, party animal.
Party animal. He's behind a bar, like he's a bartender. And he's got some Tito's vodka, and he's got some rum, and he's having a big time. So anyway, that's a good representation of Nathan, because he got a little drunk on Monday and into an argument with his girlfriend. That happens. No one's going to judge, but it's what happened next. He picked up a pumpkin. Somebody apparently had been carving, and threw the pumpkin and all its innards, all the goop, at the girlfriend. Now, fortunately, it looks like the pumpkin missed her, but the goop did not.
Oh, boy.
So we're looking. The pumpkin misses her, but the goop does not. And when the cops got there, the report says the woman was, quote, covered in pumpkin seeds and pulp. So, Nathan, that's a no-no. No. You should never use a pumpkin as a weapon. That's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, assault with pumpkin.
Assault with a pumpkin. And so here during this Halloween season, and Leanna loves Halloween. Don't spoil it for people like Leanna who love Halloween. And commit a crime with the pumpkin. Nathan was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery. So in that way, it's not really funny. But the fact that he used a pumpkin, a little odd.
Yeah, just a little bit odd. Well, you know what comes after Halloween? You've got Thanksgiving.
Yes, you do.
And then after Thanksgiving,
you've got Christmas.
You've got Christmas. And a lot of people wondering, how are they going to get their Christmas trees to their homes while avoiding COVID-19? I know I'm not worried about it. I'm saying some people out there are worried about getting their tree. And Lowe's, I guess, home improvement store Lowe's, here to help this year. They said starting next week, you can order a tree from Lowe's and they will deliver it to your home for free in 2 to 5 days. Which seems like a pretty good idea, and even if you're not worried about COVID-19, seems a pretty good deal. You don't have to haul the tree back.
If you're just lazy, this works out real well. Like me. For us. FM Talk 106.5 and Hoss Mack from Baldwin County up next.
Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The first woman in Mobile County to be sentenced to death is expected to go before a judge today for a status hearing. An Alabama appeals court recently overturned Heather Keaton's death sentence, saying Keaton was not allowed to speak on her own behalf during her sentencing hearing in 2015. Keaton and her common law husband, John DeBlaze, were convicted of murdering DeBlaze's 2 children. After her hearing, Keaton will be sentenced to either death or life in prison. A man is dead after falling from a TV tower in Baldwin County. 2 more people had to be rescued after an equipment failure left him hanging nearly 2,000 feet above the ground. 5 members of a specially trained rescue team from Escambia County, Florida, used a lift basket to get up to the tower. Once they were about 1,500 feet up, they were able to recover the man's body and bring him to the ground. Investigators are looking into what caused a fire at a peanut plant in Escambia County, Alabama. The blaze started at Tri-County Peanut sometime Tuesday night. The police chief says several fire agencies were called in to help. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I am Sheriff Sam Cochran, and I urge you to vote for Republicans on November the 3rd. From the White House to the courthouse, including my colleagues at the county level, License Commissioner Nick Matranga, Revenue Commissioner Kim Hasty, Treasurer Phil Benson, Randall Dewitt for County Commission, District 3, and Zach Moore for District Judge. Again, it is important for you to come out and vote for your Republican candidates on November the 3rd.
Approved and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee, PO Box 16341, Mobile, Alabama 36616.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer.
Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different.